From the protectors of the internet, the Wisconsin Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force, it's the PKO Podcast.
Welcome to the PKO Podcast. My name is Kagan, and today Ryan and I will be covering targeted advertisements towards children. But of course, you know, we have to get to that monthly joke. Are you ready, Ryan?
Completely ready for it, Kagan. Let's have it.
All right. So what did the hackers out of office email say?
The hackers out of office email say, I do not know.
It was gone fishing?
Gone fishing.
That know. PH in there?
I like it, actually, with the PH. Yeah, you got to change the fishing from the F to PH. But yeah. Unique, I like the creativeness behind it. So I'll have to share that one with my kids tonight.
We had to work our way up to gold, you know. as I shared before, we're looking to talk about targeted advertisements. You know, in today's digital age, targeted advertising really is just everywhere. With the rise of social media and free online games, companies have pretty much unprecedented access to younger audiences. These platforms collect data to kind of create profiles for highly personalized ads. And unfortunately, children are not just smaller adults, right? Our high schoolers maybe are starting to grow a little bit more and are able to think a little bit more about what they're seeing. But really, they're just quite impressionable and less likely to understand the maybe more commercial intent behind these ads. And to me, this is a bit concerning. Ryan, can you maybe share some insights on why this type of advertising can be harmful to children?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, there's several issues I think that come up with it. First, you know, what we think about is maybe just the issue of overall privacy. So as adults, we know that sometimes these advertisements can target the things that we're doing, such as the searches that we're doing online, the information that we provide online. And we're certainly vigilant of the fact that we should be cautious about providing that material, both from a safety aspect, but also because as we see when we do an online search, if we're on social media on a platform and we do a search, oftentimes we'll hear conversations come up about my phone is watching me or listening to me because I did a search for this item and the next thing you know, my Facebook feed was filled up with this type of item. Well, that's targeted advertising kind of at its best. And for adults, we understand that, but children may unknowingly share a lot of that personal information out there, not being aware that the fact that the information they're sharing outside of the safety components really targets that advertising coming at them as well. So, but there's also impacts on their behavior and values, I would say. So ads can really influence children's preferences. So when we know that advertising's out there and when it's targeted towards children, they want the current trends as far as social media platforms or what the coolest shoe is right now or what the coolest phone or device is to have right now. So it can really influence those decisions that children make over the course of time. So, and there's also this constant desire for advertised products that can almost lead to materialism and can really have an overall effect on family dynamics.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really great series of aspects to start highlighting, you know, beyond just the obvious privacy concerns. You know, you highlighting materialism is definitely something to consider. Those constant ads about toys, you know, items, what have you. You know, there are several other issues, too, to expand on that. You know, one problem that I tend to think about is the concept of unrealistic expectations. You know, advertisement can really present a more idealized world or aspects about an individual. So sometimes that's maybe dissatisfaction with what a reality is for someone in their household. And really a big one that we try and want to address here today and, you know, consider when we go do safety talks that kiddos talk about is body image issues.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, you know, one of the areas that's often overlooked here, I think, is just the effect on attention spans and learning that advertising can have as well. So there's a very fast pace that comes with advertising and almost an instant gratification. So if I'm advertising and I want to grab your attention, I want to do that very quickly. And I know I have a very limited time span to do that. So these advertisements are often very fast paced. We see very quick instant gratification through digital media. And this can make traditional learning environments almost seem boring to children, where instead of getting an instant gratification like we do in the advertising that we see, we're sitting in an educational environment doing the same thing for, you know, 40, 60, 80 minutes. It can have a serious impact on that, which can really have an overall effect sometimes on the educational development of our children based on those advertisements and what they're seeing.
Yeah, it really sounds, as we're chatting about this, that ads really do more than just sell products, influencing our children's worldview, affecting their mental wellness, their health, their perception of themselves, how they interact on a day-to-day basis. you know, we have to think about what might be the role for tech companies. Is there any way that they can help mitigate these risks or play their part in, you know, keeping our children safe?
Yeah, so there, you know, certainly a couple things, if not more. And one of the things I would say is that, you know, the tech companies should be hopefully more transparent about their data collection practices. And sometimes we don't see that through their own privacy or not wanting to share marketing information with other corporations. We don't see that shared, but it'd be nice to see some transparency about those data collection processes and really giving users and especially parents just some more control over the information that's gathered about their children. So, you know, we talk about oftentimes on this podcast, those safety settings and putting safety restrictions on, but it would be nice to see that segue over to marketing and advertising too. So parents maybe had a little more control over just what information's being gathered about their child. Stricter regulations also maybe about how ads are targeted towards minors would be a step in the right direction. One of the fortunate things I think is that some of our larger tech electronic service providers are setting up safety centers that really do include this information on how to set up privacy protections to protect our children, certainly through, again, the safety concerns that we talk about a lot here, but also through targeted advertising and the information that they share related to that.
You know, that's really good to hear. You know, hopefully we see more of these tech companies follow these practices and build more robust products with these safety centers to help reduce the amount of targeted advertisements that we see out there. You know, it's clear that this is really a multifaceted problem. And I maybe would ask you, what might be some ways parents and educators can help, you know, let their children know about what targeted advertisements are, how to maybe be mindful about those?
Yeah, so it's a great question. And so the first, as we always talk about, I think starts with having an open dialogue and open communication with our children and really discussing the nature of the advertisements and what their purpose is. And sometimes that what they see in an advertisement is not absolutely reality about what a product is or what it's showing us that it can do, but that the nature of advertising sometimes is to pull us in towards that product and presents that unrealistic viewpoint. So making sure children not only understand what they're getting related to that advertisement, but what the overall, purpose of advertising is, so they have a full grasp of that, and encourage them to have just critical thinking by asking questions like, you know, what is this ad trying to sell me? What is it really trying to do? Am I getting a realistic viewpoint, or is it simply trying to sell me something here? Or do you think this product is really good as the ad says? So will you see an advertisement that's very fast-paced and grabs your attention? Put some critical thinking to that and look at the product overall and look over the product over a course of time and see if you're really getting what's the, you know, you're purported to get in the advertisement that you're seeing.
No, that sounds like a really good proactive approach, some good conversations to consider. You know, are there any tools out there, resources that might help with this education too, so parents or educators have somewhere to start?
Yeah, so there's many resources available online for parents and for educators. So, you know, websites that are out there like Common Sense Media really provide guides and great tips for us for discussing media literacy with our children. And also using ad blockers or setting up privacy controls on devices can limit exposures to those advertisements. So we don't talk about that oftentimes, but just doing an online search for ad blockers related to your device to figure out how we can block some of the advertising that's coming in can go a long ways.
No, it sounds like implementing those practical steps can really make a significant difference and help kind of protect yourself, your household, your children. And one aspect that stands out to me, though, as we've been talking about this is, you know, how do we guide our younger children to respond to these, you know, those in the elementary age groups away from these targeted ads if they do have access to these kinds of devices and potentially these advertisements?
Yeah, so I think one of the things is just to go back to what we talked about again, and that is, you know, open communication with children. I think just giving them an understanding, not maybe about a specific ad, but just the overall theme of advertising, that while somebody is advertising a product to us, what they're trying to do is ultimately sell that product or some way or shape or form influence our behavior a certain way towards what that advertisement is geared for. So educating our children about, you know, the overall advertising structure and what it's attempting to do, I think can go a long ways. But again, going back to some of these things we just gave you through Common Sense Media, trying to block some of the targeted advertising can also go a long ways, because let's be honest, especially with our younger children, they're probably, even if we explain it, not going to have the understanding that even a teenage child may have when it comes to advertising and some of the influences it can have. So it becomes even more important, I think, for us as parents at that point to have control of a child's device and to be able to go in and set what we think are safe ways for our children to view online content so they're viewing or getting the advertising that we feel is appropriate for them. And it's hard to give a blanket answer to that because, as we said before, every child learns a little bit differently. Every child matures a little bit differently. So what advertising or what content may be appropriate for one, you know, 5, 6, 7-year-old child online may be different than the other. So it's important for us as parents to really interact with our children and have an understanding of what they're seeing, and then, you know, gauging what they're seeing and structuring it based off what we feel is appropriate for them.
Yeah, no, those are some really good considerations, Ryan. I appreciate you sharing those for us. You know, remember, the goal isn't to scare children away from the internet, but to equip them instead with the knowledge to navigate it safely. Through fostering an environment of open discussion, critical thinking, we can really help children become discerning digital citizens. Well, folks, I've appreciated having the opportunity to engage in discussions surrounding internet safety for children. This will be my last podcast as the host for PKO. I'll be sharing the reins over here with Ryan. He'll be taking us along for some more internet safety opportunities. I'm hopeful that those listening have been able to find useful snippets to support your family. And you're always welcome to reach out with questions or ideas. And as always, stay safe.
And I will add in that that is Kagan's sign-off, but I will take the opportunity, since he didn't throw it in here, to thank Kagan for his service to us on the PKO podcast and at the Wisconsin Department of Justice. We're always aiming to give you tidbits of information that can keep you and your family safe, and Kagan was one of the best at doing that. So thank you for all of your service to the PKO podcast and to us here at DOJ. You'll be greatly missed, and good luck on your future endeavors. I know it'll be something that continues to keep children safe, and we appreciate your efforts to do that.
Thanks. See you, folks.